Quiet in the studio. Cool is the rule, and the gazelle was grazing his way through the election today, and we're going to hear more about it right now. But first, an introduction. Well, good evening, everybody. This is your fabulous digital pub landlord, and we are going to be talking about what happened with Trevor today. The gazelle out in Orford, the twinned ward with Wolverham. Well, I have to say that I lost Wolverham. I came third, but we don't know what happened to Trevor. So, we are going to say hello to Statsman. Say hello, Stats.
Hello, how are we? Had a good day?
Yeah, absolutely. Tired.
Some of us have been working, you know.
Yeah, so. Of course, yeah. We understand that. We understand, yeah. You know. Especially with a bad shoulder as well. Gosh, what a saint you are. Saint Mark of Statsman.
I'm the next patron saint of England. So. Yeah,
indeed.
But don't worry, that there isn't an England.
There isn't. Khan got back in. You can't Khan believe it. On 40% turnout, he got back in.
People really need to turn out, don't they?
God, it's just unbelievable.
Well. Now you've said that, people should turn out because. Mm-hmm. Go on, I'll explain in a minute.
All right. Well. What I was about to say was this. I think Khan is going to be a liability for Labour in the general election because so many people are so annoyed that he's got back in. I think that is actually going to cause Labour a massive problem. And I think Starmer is going to try and distance himself from him. But, you know, let's see what happens. Trevor, we're more interested in what happened in Orford and your other wards. Go on, Trev. Tell us. Are you a happy man? Tell us, Trevor. Tell us.
First of all,
but Trevor, tell us.
Yo, to all the kids. Right. So, yes, very strange one today. I mean, you've got the sea change of Labour, which has gone throughout the country, which carried on again in Warrington. But up and above that, yes, I put in five candidates, and I had a ballpark of around about 300, and all of us, I mean myself included, we got well over the 400 mark, heading up to 500.
Oh wow!
Which that surprised me. From being, you know, a bunch of new kids on the block. I mean, not that obviously I'm down with the kids, but yes. I'm slightly aged above a kid. But anyway, we're now the new kids on the block, and yeah, that was okay. That considering, as I say, the sea change. And it was a tale of two titties. It was today because we had, like, Warrington South, the turnout of Warrington South was running round about 40%. And the turnout in Warrington North, I mean, Orford included, and Poplars and Hume was 19 and 22%.
All right.
So, I mean, this is where we go, where we mentioned Sadiq Khan earlier on. Saying that they were running at 40%, which is a very, very low turnout for a mayoral.
God, yeah, it is low.
Election. So basically what's happening is where you've got a very, very low turnout, Labour seem to be winning.
Oh, yeah.
But when you have a higher turnout, like you had in Warrington South, which was around about 40% for about six, seven of the wards, it was definitely 40%.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a laugh?
Did I have a laugh? I had a... Oh, I can't say that. Yes, I had a great laugh. I had a tickle.
You were tickled.
I was tickled because what happened was the Conservatives were completely wiped out on the higher turnout.
Oh, wow.
Which showed you that the higher the turnout, the better result against Labour. That's the only analysis I can put to it.
Well, let's see what our very own John Curtis has to say about that. Statsman.
Who's John Curtis?
Oh, I can't
remember.
Come on,
Professor.
What's his name?
Professor Curtis is known as, and you're known as Professor Stats.
I'll do. Well, what have I got to say? So we're ruled by a minority of morons then? Again, brilliant.
Is that a technical term? Minority of morons.
That's exactly what it is. I mean, a 20% turnout, and then... Wow. And then what percentage of the 20% vote for Labour? It's a minority.
Well, it's the postal voters. That's mostly what it is.
The problem is now, if I can just quickly add on this,
yep.
If you think it's been bad for the last 14 years, come on, let's grab the bull by the horns, right? You're going to get Labour in within 6 months, certainly.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? You're going to get Labour in. And you've got Sadiq Khan here. Don't forget, you've heard it on this podcast first, and we call it all first. Once Sadiq Khan gets his seat back warm again, you'll be paying per mile. Yeah. Fact.
Yeah.
Right? Labour get in, that'll go across the country. Andy Burnham has already got it. He's got all the signs up. He's got all the cameras up.
Yeah.
And it's just in review at the minute. That'll be brought back. You'll be paying, first of all, your congestion charges. Then he'll follow suit with Sadiq Khan, and you will be paying per mile. And don't come moaning to us.
Yep, don't. We don't want to hear it. We don't care, because you were stupid enough to vote these people in. Anyway, I'm going to tell you that we did have a bit... Oh, sorry, go on, Stats. You want to make a point there?
Yeah, I'd rather say the stupid people are the ones who didn't vote.
Well, yes,
you
okay.
You expected the people to keep coming out and voting for Labour. But when you've got the majority, the overwhelming majority of these areas not even voting at all, then you get what you don't vote for.
That's it. That is actually quite applicable to London, because if there was only a 40% turnout, 60% of those eligible to vote did not get off their bottoms or their sofas or out of their baths to go and vote. Idiots. That's
as good as voting for him, though, isn't it?
Yeah, because they're just giving him a bye.
It says they're happy, so continue.
And as we keep saying, or people keep pointing out to me, they keep saying that every time you get a 20% turnout, that means that only one in five vote.
Yeah.
No, 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 no. That means that four
out of five
don't vote.
Yeah, I get it.
Are you with me? They keep using this analysis. Oh, well, that's one. It's only one in five. No, it's not. It's four in five that don't vote.
Okay, Stats.
You know, we were hoping people were going to vote differently. Wow, they're not even voting at all. That's the opposite. That is really not going to help.
Stupid.
Just handing it to these morons again. Wow.
Well, okay. I was at the Police and Crime Commissioner elections over in Halton, and I have to say that they are slicker than Cheshire West and Chester. They had the results in so quickly for Halton, it was already job done. Do you know who held them up today, Gazelle?
Probably my hometown.
Warrington, that's right.
Hey!
They think that you should get more counters.
Yeah, well, I got a communication from Warrington Borough Council the other day, which I can fold to stat and put on air for you, or whatever you have to do with it. You can copy it or whatever. Anyway, I can
air
copy
for
it.
Ya. Yep.
All right, and I've got it here for you, right, where they sent me communication on the 30th of April for dates that preceded the date on the letter. The postal opening dates were 28th of April, and they sent me that on the 30th. They also told me to park in car park 4, which is a three-hour restricted car park with the recognition plate numbers. So and I was there for 6 hours, and they've said it's free. And I pulled up Professor Broomhead and explained to him, I hope that those cameras are turned off because you don't think I'm paying a fine.
Yeah, and he said, what?
He said, if you've got any problems, just contact me.
So would anybody want to contact him?
Now, if there is a problem, I will contact him. And
there is a problem, Mr. Broomhead. 1.8 billion, now 1.9 billion, fast approaching 2.3 billion. There's a problem. Can you sort that one out, Mr. Broomhead?
Yeah, and I'll get in touch with him and say, thanks, Trev, for getting in touch, and that'd be it.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, I've got some mentions, because I'm not kidding you. They were such a nice bunch there. The guy, he was from a fellow called Lloyd Pennington. What a nice fella. Got on talking to him. He was the guy providing all the sound today. He's from Halton, PA. And he was funny. He put some really great music on from the 70s and the 80s. And I said to him, if you pump up that volume, they're going to be dancing on those tables. He said, I hope not. They're only plastic. Okay. He started playing some music from Greece, and the women on the tables were doing all the actions. So I filmed them. I did some interviews with John Dwyer, the other chap, what's his name, Paul Duffy, the Lib Dem guy, and Dan Price. I said to him, I said, is the price right? Is the price right? And he went, oh, he said, are you part of my promotion team? I said, no, not really.
Yeah, he's certainly not.
No, it's not really. And so, but he was a nice enough chap, you know, had an interview with him. And
no, he's not.
I filmed the nice people were, you know, when we first came in, we met a Joe and a Jackie, and they were really nice. Got on well with them, had a nice chat and a nice laugh. They were just normal people. You know, not like at Cheshire West and Chester, you know, where you sort of, you go in. Only a few of them, but the rest of them, you think, wow, you know, like sort of, is this where they all go to die?
I mean, some of the staff over at Birchwood are very nice, and they were handing out sweets and all that. And they said, would you like a Haribo? I said, no, thank you. I don't eat those types of sweets. Think about it.
God. I wouldn't know. No, I'm highly critical. They were slick. I have to tell you, they were slick. And the stats man there, he's saying to me, shh, shh, I don't care. What are you going to do? I don't care. But it was a great laugh. You know, it was some good stuff, which I'm going to be editing over the weekend and get that out. So all in all, as an experience, I have to say that I agree with you, Gazelle. Because I can tell from the MO around here with Labour, they really enjoy a low turnout. The lower the turnout is because they've already secured the postal votes.
Yeah, I think so as well. And I only mentioned, I said a pig with lipstick once, and I got threatened to be thrown out of the auditorium.
Why?
Some fellow it was. I said, they'll vote for a pig with lipstick, and I was actually obviously pointing it one direction, and they didn't take it well. I mean, lots of people was on about, you know, you'll put the rosette on the donkey and yeah. vote for it, and I just I endorsed it by adding the pig with red lipstick.
Lipstick.
People don't know.
I'm not really bothered. I mean, the elections are over now, so there's nothing. What are they going to do? They're in. So what are they going to do? Nada. Nada, 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 nada. Well, so in that case then, Trevor, would you say that your overall experience has been positive?
Yeah. I was, Mr. Dillon from the Warrington Guardian jumped all over me because we've not seen each other for
That's
a while.
Against the law.
I know it is.
Book him, Dano. Book him.
It wouldn't matter. It wouldn't matter because I've got to, you know, I've got to be careful what I say these days. Anyway. So I was just saying to him, yes, everything's okay. And everything was, you know, we're right middle of the road. Very good results. This is the first time we stood. The party's only 3 years old. He said, are you confident? You're the PPC, aren't you? I said, I'm always confident. Mm. Wouldn't be in if I'm not confident.
Well, you know what I'm going to do now, Mr. Confident? What am I going to do?
Yeah.
Calling it. Are you getting the drinks in, Trevor, or are we getting in the drinks for you?
No, I'll get the drinks in. No, I'm more than happy. I've just got about six bottles of Peroni in here.
All right, we're all off to Awful Orford, who didn't vote for our good friend Gazelle.
No, they didn't, but don't worry. I mean, by the time I've multiplied that, I could kid myself. I'm very, very good with statistics, as in Mr. Stats down there, right below me. On the Zoom, I should say, don't take that to, you know, don't start any rumours on that one.
Okay.
Mr. Stats is just underneath me at the moment, and he's taught me everything he knows.
On the screen. Okay. Stats, you want a final word?
Yeah, it seems Warrington's now going to be ruled by the everyone's literally Hitler party. Yeah. Lots of bonkers policies to look forward to. I think that's going to replicate across the country, so we're in for a ride, aren't we?
Oh, we're in for a ride. Yes, indeed.
And we just...
Well...
Buckle up.
Buckle up. Get ready for the ride. Okay.
Buckle up, and don't forget, all you people that voted Labour... Suffer the consequences and don't whinge to me.
Yeah, don't open your mouths. Don't open your mouths. Okay, well, say goodnight, Gazelle.
Good night, everybody, and thank you again for listening to these specials. Wow, they're coming out ding dong at the minute, aren't they?
Yep. Statsman.
Farewell, all. And, of course, our lovely listeners. It's been a pleasure.
Indeed. And from me, your wonderful digital pub landlord, I lost as well. Oh, I'm so sad. I'm so sad. There we go. All right. Well, that's it. Thank God that's all over.
Mm.
Yeah.
No more elections for a while, eh?
Well, till October.
Mm.
And then we're
gonna, only the big one.
Yeah, we're going to get sued.